Actually, the first objection in Exodus chapter 4 that Moses gives to God in verse 1, what if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, the Lord did not appear to you? Then the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? A staff, he replied. The Lord said, threw it on the ground. Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. This, said the Lord, is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. What an explanation. What a daring Moses. Hey, after all that explanation from God in a burning bush, which leaves him with no doubt this is God talking, he's willing to challenge God. Hey, they might not actually believe all this story. I will tell them and they say, go hang, but this is not, you saw no God. Especially because I'll be asking the elders and the people that we dare go to Pharaoh for the impossible to happen. They'll believe I've gone mad. So God shows him that, what is that in your hand? And out of the hand, he just has the shepherd's stick. And God uses what is in Moses' hand to demonstrate to him that the natural could be named supernatural.